Many people don't realize seals are common winter visitors along our eastern shores. Just a few weeks ago, in fact, cold weather beachgoers saw a seal on the sands at 135th Street. And a few days later, Ocean City Animal Control reported seeing one lounging in the shape of a banana by the 9th Street fishing pier on a jet ski platform. These were the first batch of migrating seals for this season, and marine animal experts expect more to come. For the next several weeks, seals of various species and sizes will appear on our mid-Atlantic beaches and on rocks, piers, and docks along our baysides. Both of these most recent sightings were harbor seals. This type of seal is the most widely distributed of all the pinnipeds, which are carnivorous, fin-footed marine mammals. The eastern Atlantic subspecies that frequents our waters inhabit the temperate and subarctic coastal areas from Maine southward to Massachusetts. In recent years, they have been extending their range as far south as North Carolina. Harbor seals are easy to distinguish. They have dog-like snouts, rounded heads, and V-shaped nostrils. Their coats are gray to light brown, and their speckled patterns vary widely. The pattern of flecks, specks, and spatters on a harbor seal's coat is unique to each seal and does not change from year to year, which is why scientists use their spots to identify them individually. Adult harbor seals are about the size of a miniature pony and are just a bit longer than I am tall. But unlike ponies and people, harbor seals can hold their breath for up to 30 minutes at a time. This is so that they can deep dive for their favorite seafoods, like fish, shellfish, crustaceans, and squid. Harbor seals are part of the true seal family, which means they lack external ear flaps and instead just have hearing holes in the sides of their heads. Their forelimbs are small, so moving on land is a comedic challenge. Though harbor seals move fast and gracefully in water, on land, it's more like a person doing a version of the 80s dance move, the worm. So why come on land at all? Seals are semi-aquatic, which means they like to spend part of the time in the water and part of the time on land. They will typically spend multiple days swimming, then stop to do what's called a haul-out. Haul-outs are like rest stops on long road trips. Seals will haul out, or exit the ocean, and then sit on beaches, rocks, or docks to rest for 24 hours. They will also haul out on exceptionally stormy days to wait out the turbulent seas, or on beautiful sunny days to soak up some warm sun. In our listening area, seals pop out onto our shores to rest along their very long migration trip south to birthing locations. While at these locations, they'll haul out to give birth, nurse pups, and molt. Molting happens just after pupping season, and is when harbor seals shed their fur. They lose their fur in big patches, and the whole process takes an amazing 2 months. If you're lucky enough to see a seal on the beach, it's best to give the animal lots of space. The National Aquarium recommends staying back the length of 6 standard cars, and suggests staying downwind, if possible. Disturbing a seal is against the law, as all marine mammals are federally protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. By all means, enjoy watching our visiting seals. When I see them, I take plenty of pictures. Just don't disturb them, since they've likely had a much longer, much tougher commute than any of us. You can learn more about our area's native animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.